This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States announced tough new sanctions on Russia after it determined Moscow was involved in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain last March. Britain said the nerve agent Novichok was used against Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the town of Salisbury. Both have since recovered. Why the five-month delay in acting? Robert Manning is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
You have to determine that Russia was responsible. It may have taken some time to get an intelligence judgment that they were definitely responsible. I don't know if that's the case or not. But under the law, the president is obliged to go forward once that's determined with fairly draconian set of sanctions.
Although the type of sanctions has not yet been revealed, a senior State Department official is quoted as saying, they'll be structured in two phases, with the biggest impact expected to come from a ban on granting licenses to export sensitive national security goods to Russia. At the same time, U.S. Senator Rand Paul is in Moscow and delivered a letter from President Donald Trump to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The content's not known, but Paul tweeted later it emphasized the importance of engagement in areas such as countering terrorism. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, says he'll not stand for re-election December 23rd, but has instead designated his interior minister, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari, as his choice for the ruling FCC coalition candidate.
C'est un grand honneur pour moi.
Ramazani said this is a great honor and pledged to achieve what he called the Common Front for Congo's social project, including peace and reconstruction. The decision ends speculation about whether Mr. Kabila, in power since 2001, would defy the Constitution and seek a third term. He was supposed to step down 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Dozens of rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza Wednesday, and the Israeli response was swift. The Israeli Air Force carried out airstrikes against suspected militant targets. At least two Israelis were wounded. At least one Hamas militant, along with a mother and her 18-month-old child, were killed. The border region has been tense since mass Palestinian protests began in late March. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Wednesday said he'll continue pressing Saudi Arabia on rights abuses as tensions continue between the two countries.
We continue to engage diplomatically and politically with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have respect for their importance in the world and recognize that they have made progress on a number of important issues, but we will at the same time continue to speak clearly and firmly on issues of human rights at home and abroad, wherever we see the need.
The dispute arose following Canada's criticism last week of the Saudi jailing of women Women's rights campaigners. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the kingdom does not accept to be told what to do or any country interfering in its internal affairs. Riyadh responded by expelling Canada's ambassador and halting new trade and investment with Ottawa. The Saudi authorities have also told hundreds of doctor trainees to leave Canada. A Turkish delegation met in Washington Wednesday with officials at the State Department and Treasury. Amid strained bilateral relations over detained American pastor, sanctions, counter-sanctions in Syria, U.S. sanctions over the fate of Andrew Brunson have weakened the Turkish currency, the lira. Washington has also threatened to review Turkey's duty-free status in U.S. markets. Former Ivorian First Lady Simone Gbagbo was released from detention Wednesday after President Alassane Ouattara granted her amnesty along with hundreds of others. Speaking to supporters, she said a page is now turned. Today, everything is new. Stand up for the new phase. We're on our way. She's been detained for years for her role in the 2011 civil war sparked by her husband's refusal to accept an electoral defeat. Former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has been selected as the next UN human rights chief by Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The General Assembly is to meet Friday to ratify the choice. She replaces Jordan Zayd Raad Al Hussein, who is stepping down after a four-year term. Nigerian Senate leader Bukola Saraki Wednesday called for an investigation into the brief blockade of the parliament building by members of the security services. Tuesday, speaking at Abuja, he called on the perpetrators to be brought to book. The vice president, acting as president, sacked the head of the Department of State Security over the incident. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.